From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with his study of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, Justification by Works, the Enemy of All Vital Religion. The Jews of Paul's day claimed that they were guaranteed entrance into heaven because of their relationship to Abraham. They also insisted that God accepted Abraham as righteous because of his moral character and obedience. Paul taught that Abraham was declared righteous in God's sight because he believed in the Lord. That is, he placed his faith in what Christ, the promised seed, would do by his death on the cross. It is because Christ is accepted by the Father that his people are accepted. The gospel proclaimed in the Bible teaches that being justified by faith puts man in God's debt, not the other way around. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our text for today is found in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 33. I will be their God. Christian, here is all thou canst require. To make thee happy, thou wantest something that shall satisfy thee. And is not this enough? If thou canst pour this promise into thy cup, wilt thou not say with David, My cup runneth over, I have more than heart can wish. When this is fulfilled, I am thy God. Art thou not possessor of all things? Desire is insatiable as death, but he who filleth all in all can fill it. The capacity of our wishes who can measure? But the immeasurable wealth of God can more than overflow it. I ask thee if thou art not complete when God is thine. Dost thou want anything but God? Is not his all-sufficiency enough to satisfy thee if all else should fail? But thou wantest more than quiet satisfaction. Thou desirest rapturous delight. Come, soul, here is music fit for heaven in this thy portion, for God is the maker of heaven. Not all the music blown from sweet instruments or drawn from living strings can yield such melody as this sweet promise, I will be their God. Here is a deep sea of bliss, a shoreless ocean of delight. Come, bathe thy spirit in it. Swim an age, and thou shalt find no shore. Dive throughout eternity, and thou shalt find no bottom. I will be their God. If this do not make thine eyes sparkle, and thy heart beat high with bliss, then assuredly thy soul is not in a healthy state. But thou wantest more than present delights. Thou cravest something concerning which thou mayest exercise hope. And what more canst thou hope for than the fulfillment of this great promise, I will be their God? This is the masterpiece of all promises. Its enjoyment makes a heaven below, and will make a heaven above. Dwell in the light of thy Lord, and let thy soul be always ravished with his love. Get out the marrow and fatness which this portion yields thee. Live up to thy privileges, and rejoice with unspeakable joy.
Thank you.
you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Jesus Christ in his life obeyed the law of God. At his baptism, he said, it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. And in his life, he obeyed the precept of the law of God. And the merit of a perfect obedience and perfect righteousness is what God puts to the account of every believer. And again in Romans 5 he'll tell you how he can do that justly, because Christ and his people are one. If your hand deserved prison, your head would have to go along with it, wouldn't it? If your head deserved to get into the White House, the rest of your body would get in along with it, for they're one. Christ and his people are one. The body deserved the wrath of God for its disobedience, and the head, thank God, he bore it fully, exhaustively at Calvary. But the head, by his obedience, deserved eternal blessing and acceptance, and the body receives it. In the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. At the moment, however, in Romans 4, all Paul wants to emphasize is, just as with Abraham, you're justified without the law, and you're justified without your own works. John Calvin sums up Genesis 15:6 very neatly, and he says that in reality Abraham's faith is commended, because by faith he embraced the promise of God. And Abraham's faith is commended because by it he obtained righteousness, and that by imputation. Men and women, that's the gospel in a nutshell. That's the gospel in a nutshell. Saved by grace alone. But how do you receive grace? Do you work for it? Do you pay for it? Or do you simply receive it? Abraham believed, and by the instrumentality of his faith, he received a perfect righteousness. God imputed to him the righteous merits of Christ. I want to make this clear to you. That's the standard for the judgment day. That's the standard. Don't think you're going to come before God and throw out before him the filthy rags of self-righteousness, or say, there's my name on a church roll. Or there's the time I walked up the aisle. God wants a perfect righteousness. You can't provide it, but Christ has. You receive it by faith alone. That's the way. There's no other. If you try any other, you insult God. Because the last thing that Paul says, and I'm through with this, if you try to be justified by works, that is to place God in man's debt. Whereas justification by faith places man in God's debt. Look at verses 4 and 5. To him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. That's a general statement. Now you all know this. All of you work like this every week. You go to your employer and you work 40 hours a week and your contract is that you're paid $10 an hour, say. I know that all you rich people are paid many, 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 many times more than that. But you work and you get $10 an hour. You work your 40 hours. Tell me, what do you expect to get at the end of the week? When he gives you your $400, you're not getting $400 because Uncle Sam will have got there first and you might get a whole lot less. But whatever he gives you, you get down on your knees and say, oh, thank you for such wonderful, abounding grace. No, you don't. Just let him try to keep it from you. I earned that. I earned that. That's what Paul is saying here. If you work for it, the reward, the word reward simply means the payment. Your payment when you work for it is a matter of justice. It's yours because you deserve it. In fact, you'll find that James chapter 5 verse 4 uses this word, behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and then enters into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. God hates this whole concept of robbing people of their just deserts. If they have worked for it, let them have it. It's a word to every employer. If they have worked for it, give it to them. And if you don't, then God is going to hold it against you. Now obviously then, what he says about you and me, he says about himself. If you work for it, if you deserve it, I'm going to give it to you. In other words, if you think that you can be saved, justified, by works, Paul is saying you're putting God in your debt. God owes it to you. But where is the man who can honestly say, I have earned a right to heaven? Where is the man? Even Abraham couldn't do that. I have earned the acceptance of God. God owes me salvation. God owes me acceptance. Where's the man who can say that? Verse 5 says, to him that worketh not, to him that worketh not. The man who realizes God has no workers to whom he owes some pay. So therefore I've given up working my way to heaven. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Who is the ungodly here? I want to tell you, it includes Abraham. What? Abraham counted ungodly? Yes, Abraham counted ungodly. By nature. But it includes more than Abraham. It includes you and me. Believing on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. He's justified by faith. Won't you see this, my friend? And here is the gospel. You know, here's the beauty of the gospel. Here's the genius of the gospel. The glory of the gospel. God justifieth the ungodly. Every religion in the world tells you how God justifies the godly. If you study the documents of the Council of Trent and the Second Vatican Council, they'll tell you how God justifies people. They say that when you get baptized as a child, God communicates perfect righteousness to you by that baptism. And then, as you obey and as you work and as you merit it, and that's the word they use, as you merit it, you can increase. How you can increase perfect righteousness, I don't know, but you can actually increase that righteousness, or you can actually lose that righteousness. But if you work hard enough, God will justify you. You see, in all human religion, justification is based upon sanctification. If you're holy enough, if you're good enough, if you're obedient enough, if you're upright enough, if you're religious enough, God will justify you. That is human religion. But it's not divine religion. Paul says it's the very opposite. God justifies the ungodly. Here's a word for sinners, and I'm glad of that. If God had said, there you are, I have brought you 99% of the way, now you just take the final step and I'll accept you into heaven, I would have dropped right into hell. Dead men can take no final steps. Ungodly men can generate not one hair's breadth of merit before God. But no, that's not his way. He says, I justify the ungodly. And as we'll see next week, God willing, that means he forgives them. He covers their sin. And then he takes that perfect righteousness of Christ, uniting them to Christ, he imputes that to their account. This is God's way of salvation. I wonder tonight, what's your hope of being accepted by a holy God? What's the ground on which you hope that God is going to receive you? I don't think there's one of us really wants to go out to meet God and say, I expect and I hope for God to say, depart from me, ye cursed, I never knew you. But what is the ground on which you hope that God is going to accept you? Let me bring it right into the present. What is the ground in which you think he now accepts you? For if he doesn't accept you now, in this life, he'll not accept you then. This is where it starts. What is the ground? Everything within us perverts the truth of God. Everything within us says, work for it. Labor for it. Do your best. That'll be good enough. No, sir. No, sir. You do that, you become a proud and arrogant, self-righteous boaster. You fly in the face of God and you say, I'm justified by works, not by faith. And you say, God owes me something. In other words, you pervert the whole gospel. But that's the way of the flesh. But let me tell you tonight, the way of truth. You get to the end of all that self-righteous bombast. You realize, here I stand before a holy God, and I'm just a vile and filthy, guilty, ungodly, unworthy, wretched, hell-deserving sinner. I have no hope in my flesh. But tonight, I look away to yonder cross, to that fountain filled with the Redeemer's precious blood. I look to Him who hath wrought eternal redemption, through whom alone believers are accepted by God. And to Him I hasten with no merit of my own, but simply to cry and to cling to Him for mercy. I want to tell you something. Take it with you. Nobody ever yet perished clinging to Jesus Christ. It's impossible. Then flee to Christ alone, and you will be justified perfectly and permanently by faith in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.